What a great day. Nice to have you all here. Could our first communion candidates, just for a moment, please stand up so we can all see you? You all look so nice. Why are you all dressed up? Who can tell me? They made you. That's the perfect answer. You'll be in trouble later, but that's good now. You want to try again? That's a very special day. Those are both probably correct answers. You can sit down. It is a special day. I completely agree. In fact, right before Mass began, one person caught me and she said to me, this is the 50th anniversary of her first communion today, right? So she remembers this day, and you will all remember this day too for the rest of your lives. You always know your first communion day. I remind very well, and I'm sure all of us here, you know, Catholics who took communion a long time ago perhaps, it's always still very fresh in our minds. So special day is right, okay, to be sure. So thank you for being here. Another question for you, first communion candidates. Do you have any pets? By show of hands, who has any pets? What do you have for pets? This is always an interesting game to play. Yes? You got a dog? You got a dog too? Do you have pets? What? A cat, two cats and a dog? And two dogs. You got like a zoo. You have any pets? No? Yeah? You got a bunny? Good? A dog? Fish too. Dog and a fish, okay? Dog. A bearded dragon. That must be a lizard. I hope so. Okay, that's good. Good. So when I was growing up, I had a cat. My parents always had one cat for years and years and years. And maybe this is true in your households with your dogs, cats, bunnies, bearded dragons, whatever it is you happen to have. There are certain times of the day when, like, our cat would hide. We wouldn't know where it was. It'd be, you know, under beds or, you know, who knows where. But right around the noon hour and around the evening hour, if we didn't know where the cat was, my father, who was clearly the master of the pets of the household and spoiled them all rotten for years, would go to the kitchen and get out this can of cat food and put it in the electric can opener that we had, and he would run the can opener, and within a second of that can opener running, the cat would appear right there in the kitchen. Wherever it was in the entire house, it didn't matter where it was just, it was there, waiting for its food, right? So the cat knew a few things very clearly. It knew who its master was, my father. It knew the sound of the can opener. It knew who fed it. And it knew where it had to go, the kitchen, right? That's how the thing survived. I guess it makes some sense, right? So I know, is that true for your dogs and cats and things? They know who feed them, right? They know where they're supposed to go for their food. They're like programmed to follow the sounds of those kinds of things. That's not a bad way to describe a little bit about what's happening in the gospel and a bit about what we celebrate here today for our first communion. Today, we hear about Jesus as the good shepherd. The readings talk a bit about it. The prayers talk about it. Our brave shepherd from the collect, the opening prayer. And he says that his sheep hear his voice, that they know the sound of him, and that's how they follow him, right? So he wants all of us to become very, very well practiced and very attuned to the sound of his voice. And I guess he wants all of us to be a little bit like my cat, who know a few things instinctively, right? So, first communicants, let me ask you a question. If we are the sheep, and indeed we are. Who is our master? Who is our shepherd? Who is our guide in the world who calls out to us with his voice?
God.
Jesus. Both right. Okay. So Jesus, who is God and man together, is our shepherd. He calls out to us, right? Who feeds us?
God.
What's that? God does. Good. God feeds us, like my dad feeds the cat, God feeds us. With what does he feed us? What's our food that we get from God? He's our shepherd, he's our master. What is our food? What do we call that? Yes, okay, so he said the host and the chalice, right? The Eucharist, okay? That is our food. So we know who our master is. We know who feeds us. He feeds us from the altar. He feeds us with himself, right? His own body and his own blood. And so for you, our first communion candidates, this is the first day that you receive the food that God wants to give the entire world. He wants to give it so we can be full of himself, okay? My cat knew who fed it. The sound of the can opener. The cat knew where it had to go. It had to go to the kitchen, right? Where do we have to go, friends, to receive the food that God wants to give us as our master? Can you find the food that he wants to give us at Pick and Save? What about Piggly Wiggly? How about Costco? What about Sendix? They have everything fine there. No. So where do we have to go to find the food that God wants to give us? The altar. Yes, perfect. We have to come here. There is no other place to get it. Okay. So how unfortunate it would be if we ever got to a point in our life where we did not come back to this altar over and over again, indeed every single Sunday, to receive the food that our Master, who is Lord and Shepherd, wants to give to each of us as his beloved sheep, as his children. So how blessed we are, right? So we got to know his voice, listen to his voice, love his voice, love him as our Shepherd, and appreciate with profound amazement the food that he gives us. He gives us himself, and we can find it no other place. This is the only place. That's a great, wonderful thing, isn't it? Isn't the Mass amazing? It's an amazing, amazing thing. I can't say it enough. It's an amazing, amazing thing. And you are all part of it in a special way today. So, dear First Communion candidates, I just want to tell you how proud I am of you. And I know that Deacon Mike and Father Justin as well, who helped get you ready, very proud of you. Your parents and grandparents are, your catechists, your teachers. So many people work so hard to get you ready to receive this sacred holy food from the hand of the shepherd today. And we're proud of you, and we're excited for you. And I say this every year at First Communion because it's true. I love your enthusiasm for this moment. What you have in this moment is the enthusiasm that the first Christians had for the gift of the Lord himself. They loved the Eucharist. They loved Sunday. They'd never miss one, right? And I hope that your enthusiasm you have today stays with you forever, and that it's contagious, because we all benefit from seeing you so excited about the most awesome part of our faith, the food from, as you put it very well, the altar, God's altar for all of us. So I thank you for your witness, your enthusiasm, and your joy on this very, very special, special day.